This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way, and you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us, we have from the UndergroundUSA.com website is Frank Salvato.
Hey, Mr. Captain.
It's 60 degrees. It's not too bad down here. And they're out on the porch, but they're going to leave. It's not really warm. By the way, we're playing Buffalo on Sunday down here, and would you believe yesterday I saw some people arrive with their Buffalo Bills jerseys on? That's a week ahead of time.
You know what I think about professional sports. Until they get off their knees, I don't do jack.
Well, I know that, and they're not on their knees. I haven't seen them do it yet with our team, anyway.
They promote BLM. The NFL is in bed with these guys. So, until they knock it off with the racist crap, I'm not patronizing them.
Okay, well, we've got a team here that's going to go to the Super Bowl, I think, so we are. So there you go. But let's talk about this. Bob Dole. He was a presidential candidate. He ran for vice president with Gerald Ford, I might add. Got beat. But the guy never got enough credit for what he did. He was a war hero in Italy with the 10th Mountain Division and was left for dead on the battlefield. I don't know. Very few people know the story about that. But they didn't think he was going to survive his wounds, so they left him there. But he did. And he went on to an illustrious career, and at one time was the Republican Party, what was he, the national chairman.
Yeah, he was, by all accounts, when you look at politics and politicians, he was one of the more honest guys. You know, he represented the people from Kansas very, very well for a long time. People kept sending him back from Kansas because he did the job he was supposed to do, represent the people of Kansas. And you're right. Not a lot of people understood what he did during the war because he didn't crow about it.
Nope.
He didn't wear it on his sleeve like a lot of people do today, trumpeting what they've done in a braggadocious manner. He was very reserved about it. He did it because it was a duty that he had fulfilled for his country, and then he moved on for it. Even though he was wounded to the point where you could see it externally, he didn't brag about it. So the country lost a good one.
Yes, and 98 years young. His wife, of course, was very accomplished too. Elizabeth, I remember her for years and years and years running the American Red Cross.
Yeah, and she was in a few administrations too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, serving at the cabinet level. So it was a family that was in public service, and instead of, by contrast, instead of grafting off of the federal government and being in those positions, they actually served. You know, that's the way politicians are supposed to be. They're supposed to serve the people that they represent and serve the people of the United States. We've come a very long way from that, and not in a good way today.
Well, Alan Dershowitz has said something which I'm sure is going to gather the ire of the hard left. He said the high court is on the verge of a cataclysmic event on Roe.
Well, it's going to be cataclysmic because of the way the left is going to react. You know, the way the media is hyping this, if in fact the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, they're painting it as if abortion is going to become illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a false statement.
Yes, it is.
It's not going to become illegal. It gets kicked back to the states.
Mm-hmm.
So in states like California and Illinois, New York and Oregon, you're probably going to see the legislatures create laws that are more lenient than they have right now. Whereas in places like Texas and Florida and South Carolina, Alabama and Mississippi, you're going to see laws that are probably a little stiffer. These laws are going to represent the people of the states where they live, which is the way government was supposed to be. Federal government's not supposed to be involved in any issue that's not enumerated in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They've expanded the common good, the definition for common good constitutionally, well beyond where they're supposed to be. The states are supposed to have much more purview over issues like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, cataclysmic, it's going to be because the left has gone way over the line with what the federal government is supposed to be in charge of, and it's going to be their response that's going to make it cataclysmic. Quite honestly, if SCOTUS sits there and kicks back Roe versus Wade, the honest truth of it is the issue is where it should be.
Yeah. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out the articles that he writes. You'll also see a podcast over there. And UndergroundUSA.com is the website. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And it's always amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast and the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I think one of the reasons is because Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and they're always striving to be the best dealer in the United States. That has something to do with it. Now, it also starts with Moss Care. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. They've got hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles with all kinds of colors and accessories that you could only dream of. By the way, trade-ins, clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. It could be worth as much as 25% more if it's in good condition. Now, let's not forget that you take a test drive in the Rogue as well. That happens to be the hottest SUV in the market. And Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors too, where you'll be taken great care of. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and you're building an all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, an ER room doctor over the weekend said it looks like Omicron may provide natural immunity with mild symptoms. And you and I were talking off air about something that I have to do to give blood, and that is I have to get a blood test to make sure my antibodies are up and there's nothing screwy going on with my blood. And I think my booster, my last booster was about 8 or 9 months ago when I got my, so not booster, my second shot. So I think it was like 8 or 9 months ago. I know it was more than 8 months. And lo and behold, my immunity, knock on wood, is still off the charts. And all I've been doing is taking vitamin C, vitamin D, some zinc, and I've been taking, you know, getting, making sure I was eating vegetables and eating right, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And here I am.
Yeah, no need for the booster. You know.
Right, right.
So, you know, here's a thought. You know, just a simple thought. Maybe if we promote a national blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
To get everybody in the country to donate blood, they all can get tested to see if they have natural immunity or immunity of either kind.
Sure.
And then they'll know if they have to listen to anybody saying, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. And then this whole thing can be over.
Mm-hmm.
We can supercharge the blood bank. We can know where we stand with COVID immunity, and we can be done with the political football that Washington has made out of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know, I've had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I've got incredible immunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my blood test says, boom, you're at the high level. The doctor said, did you get vaccinated? I said, no, I had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't need to get vaccinated. Government tells me, well, get vaccinated anyway. No, I'm not going to, because it's not a pure vaccine. You know, it needs to be an individual choice, and the government needs to stop forcing it on people. So how do we circumvent that? Let's do something good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a national blood drive. Everybody gets tested, and we fill the blood banks from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree, because my doctor told me, says, you don't need a booster shot. Your antibodies and your immunity level is way up. You don't need it.
You know who doesn't like this idea?
Fauci.
The Fauci and Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no money to be made off a simple solution.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And see, what we're talking about right now is a conversation that everybody should really be paying attention to and talking to a doctor about this, because, again, I did, you did.
Yeah, I mean, don't just blindly follow somebody who's telling you you have to put something in your body that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for years, I mean, there were even public service announcements about this. For years, people would say, talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and talk to your doctor about if this medication is right for you.
Right.
I mean, how many commercials do you hear that on?
Quite a few.
But not many, yeah. But
quite a few. Not as many as I used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now it's like, well, you know, you don't need to talk to your doctor. Go to the local pharmacy and get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And even as we're hearing story after story after story, and one coming from the American Heart Association that Twitter flagged as dangerous, about side effects that are causing one of the vaccines is causing the inflammation of heart muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor, and let's do a national blood drive so everyone can get tested to see if you need it. Stand up, take control of your own health, and stop listening to people like Fauci who have lied to you from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, positively. All right. Well, I guess we got to talk about it, so here it goes. Fredo, after he got himself fired, CNN found out about this sexual misconduct allegation, and I think the woman is going to press charges against him.
Good. Good. You know, that family, the Cuomo family, was so out of control with arrogance. You know, the journalistic standard that this guy shattered in doing what he did for his brother should have been enough to get him fired then.
Mm-hmm.
But CNN wouldn't do it. And you've still got people on the air over there who are defending what he did. They should all be terminated as well. But, you know, you don't just use your station to abuse people. That's what his brother did. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. You know, and they should pay a price. So I hope that this woman, that the charges are pressed, and I hope it goes to trial. And if he's guilty, I hope he just doesn't pay his way out of it. Mm-hmm. I hope he's got to spend some time.
By the way, George is saying good morning to us, George Godfather.
Mr. George.
And he also says 15 new billionaires were made out of Pfizer stock.
Yeah, and they were all in elected office.
Mm.
There's a chart over there. If you take a look at the financials from the people in Congress, which are always very quiet about,
mm-hmm.
see how many people in Congress had Pfizer stock.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Pelosi did.
She did.
Mm.
She did. So did Feinstein. So did Schumer. You know, so you take a look at those internals. Like, you know, people do just a little bit of homework. I mean, in the information age, if you put in search terms about this stuff, you are going to get information that will come up almost immediately, if not within the first two pages of results, that will blow your hair back.
Mm-mm.
You know, this is you've got people making legislation about this stuff and profiting from it.
Mm-hmm.
In the private sector, you'd go to jail for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, real quick, I'm going to get Mary 30 seconds here. Okay, Mary, you got 30 seconds.
Hi. I wanted to say I saw a picture this weekend as I was delving into the Internet, a picture of Adam Schiff with his son that had a T-shirt that said Mossad on it, M-O-S-S-A-D. Now, if people don't read and write, they don't know what that term is. So the dumbing down of America continues if people do not read and write. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right, you're welcome. Yeah, because we're running out of time. You want to say anything to that?
No, you know, she's got a point about literacy all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if people know it or not, but they've stopped teaching cursive in school. If you can't read cursive, how are you supposed to read the founding documents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I got to let you go because I'm going to do something different here in just a second, but I'll talk to you on Friday, so stay low and stay warm.
Yeah, thanks, man. Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. The website, go up there, check him out, see all the great stuff that he's up to and what he's doing. I think you'll like it. And I'll be right back with our news.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early data from the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 does not indicate a great degree of danger.
There is an expectation that 30% of the non-vaxxers, and under no circumstances would I get a vaccination, because of the new variant, are now saying, I'm going to get a vaccination.
Reports from South Africa, where it emerged, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. 98-year-old Senator Bob Dole, a son of Kansas and a World War II battlefield survivor, became one of the longest-serving Republican leaders. He passed in his sleep Sunday morning. A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Monday to 4 years in prison on charges of inciting public unrest. The 76-year-old faces 11 charges in what many are calling politically motivated. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, you can get started on Relief Factor for $19.95. It will help you out with a lot of the modern-day problems that you have. Maybe you got an aching back or an aching leg, or maybe you got some arthritis or bursitis or something going on that you haven't really been able to get any relief out of. And guess what? Muscle aches, pain, that sort of thing, this will work. $19.95. Try the 3-week quick start. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right. In studio, I have our news director, Roger P. Shulman. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Captain.
And you got to get a little closer to the mic, or I got to turn it up here. Let me see.
All right. How's
there you
that?
Go. That's better. Right. Okay. Now, the reason that I brought you in here is because you told me that you had an interview with Robert Dole at the time running for president. Now, I never met the man, but his accomplishments, and people don't know this about him, and you're going to tell us about a different side about Bob Dole that nobody knew either. He was a combat wounded veteran.
Right.
He was left for dead on the battlefield. Okay, they thought he was going to die, so they just left him there in Italy, and they went away from the where the battle was. They came back, he was still alive, and I went, my God. So then they realized they could fix him up and get him taken care of. But the man almost died for his country, number one, serving in Italy with the 10th Mountain Division. And number two, he had many other things that behind the scenes that people never knew about that he was involved in, things that he did. His wife served the country as a cabinet secretary, plus she was the director of the American Red Cross for at least a decade that I can remember.
She was, and they were very nice people. What struck me about him, interviewing him while he was in Tampa, he's a very humble man, a very easy-to-talk-to man, and he didn't brag about his service or anything. He was very matter-of-fact about it, spoke about his injuries, which were grievous. Totally lost control of one arm, really. It was quite useless. He could hold a paper in his hand, a rolled paper, but that was about it. If he wanted to take a speech, and then he would grasp it from his other hand.
Well, he had an artificial hand, and that's why he could do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what struck me about him was he was very easy to talk to on the radio. He was just relaxed and natural. But his next interview, right after me, he was to go on television. He became totally stiff, very rigid, and very, very uncomfortable with television. And I think that was probably part of his downfall with Clinton. Clinton was very comfortable on television. He was just not happy, not at home with that medium, and that was probably part of the reason he did not win that election.
Did it make him nervous, do you think?
I just don't think he was. I don't know if his nervousness. I mean, the guy went through World War II. He didn't have much to be nervous about.
No.
He just wasn't comfortable with it. It was a lack of comfort, a lack of how should I stand? How should he thought he should stand very stiffly, and that was not part of it. And his answers to me were just like us talking, very, very natural, but on television. He became very trying to make sound bites out of things and not talking in a conversational manner. I guess he probably was zapped by so many of these people trying to cut him down like the media does with Republicans that perhaps he was not comfortable with.
Well, people don't realize that the power and the stuff that he did behind the scenes for not only the Veterans Administration and the VA hospitals, but for the disabled American veterans. He was a force behind the disabled American veterans.
Absolutely. A very effective senator, a very effective man, and a great American. I mean, he's from the greatest generation, one of the finest examples of that.
98 years of age, certainly had a long life. His wife, Elizabeth, of course, is still alive, and she's, again, the family, the Dole family, they had such a history behind them for serving this country.
Yeah, and he's one of the people, I've interviewed many, many people, of course, over 60 years in radio, but he's one of the people I remember as being one of the most genuine and nicest, very, very sweet, kind people.
Well, I appreciate you sharing those sentiments with us, because this is a side that other people that will be talking about Bob Dole today, they won't be talking about what you just said. You actually met the guy.
Yeah, and he's a great American. I consider him a great American.
Well, I do too, because he came from the greatest generation, and of course, the 10th Mountain Division is a very storied division. They right now are stationed up in Fort Drum, New York, which is up above where I used to live. I did some work with their dust-offs. They used to come down and do some of the... We didn't have a helicopter.
Right.
So they would fly down with their helicopters and pick up a critically ill patient from an auto accident, whatever the situation was, and then fly them down to Syracuse to the big medical center. So that's where I ran across them, and I was always impressed with the 10th Mountain Division.
Yeah, they know how to fight in cold, nasty conditions.
And in Somalia.
Yeah.
And in some
nasty conditions.
All right. Well, Roger P. Shulman, of course, our news director here at AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer in Tampa. I appreciate it, Roger, and you take care. And I know you're busy. You got to go do a newscast.
Yep, back to work.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Roger P. Shulman, everybody. And again, when you have someone like that in your forte, and you're talking about a person of the immense capacity of a Senator Robert Dole, and all the different things that he represented, obviously this is something that the country needs to hear about, and you just did. Now, if you want to make a comment about Senator Dole, you can, 877-969-8600. Otherwise, I'm going to move along here with a couple of things. You know, AOC, the smash and grab robberies are not really happening. Now, she was slammed by Republicans and business leaders following an interview where she cast doubt on whether or not rampant smash and grabs were actually occurring. She said, and I quote, "A lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out," she said in an interview with the Washington Times. Then she said, "I believe," this is her quote, "I believe it's a Walgreens in California that cited it, but the data didn't back it up," end of quote. Now, her comments were not appreciated by those suffering from the crimes. And she's got to be just an absolute idiot to not realize that this is going on. My God, you had a security guard get killed. Killed. In a situation where they had a television camera and a crew that was filming this, and he was there to provide security, and he killed the guy. And that's not going on? Good Lord. You really got to wonder. And then there's Chris Cuomo. Wow. Sexual misconduct allegations just before he got fired. Now, you know that the woman, the accuser, if she hits CNN up for a lawsuit, and she might, you know there's going to be a lot of money that's going to change hands to keep that quiet out of the news. But the New York Times is reporting that a woman who's accused the former governor of misconduct informed CNN of a different client with an allegation of sexual misconduct against Chris Cuomo. It had been made by a junior staffer at the news network. That's not with CNN anymore. And one of the former CNN anchors that had a show came out and said that there was some funny stuff going on at CNN. Wow. Wow, wow, and wow. It just goes from bad to worse for the liberals, doesn't it? Ayoc and then Cuomo. And then, of course, we hear about Vice President Kamala Harris, who was just thrown totally under the bus in an article that chastised her upside down and backwards by the Washington Post. Now, when you got the Washington Post writing articles about you that aren't good, and you're a Democrat and they're liberal, you got a problem. All right. We're coming back with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List. list is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
And just like that, here's the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. A lot of exciting games yesterday in the NFL, sir. And then I want to talk a little bit about the College Bowl matchups with you in the audience.
You mean you don't want to talk? You don't want to talk about baseball?
Yeah, not really, Captain.
You don't want to talk about the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you know. Maybe
I got to mention. I got to mention it for all us New York Mets fans. Gil Hodges.
Yes.
Gil Hodges on his 35th try finally got into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he did a great job managing the Miracle Mets. People don't remember that, but he did. And What a great season, man. That was a space and time that'll never come back. That was pretty wild. 1969,
yep.
Miracle match. So God bless him, man. God bless him for that. And yeah, the senior committee getting guys in, I kind of like it. Hopefully we get some more people like Gil Hodges in there. They deserve it. So good points, Captain.
Okay, well, go ahead. Let's go with some football.
There you go. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers win 30-17 over the Atlanta Falcons. And then the Arizona Cardinals, 33-22 over the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the roll, the Cardinals, Captain. They're playing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the L.A. Chargers went into Cincinnati and they beat them 41-22. And guess what, Captain? Detroit gets a W. The only team in the National Football League that hasn't had a win all year finally gets one, and they win 29-27. With everything going up there in Michigan with the high school shooting and everything, I'm happy they won a game, Captain. I hope other people feel that way. Minnesota this year just doesn't seem to have the ump factor to do much in the playoffs if they even make it. So
mm-hmm.
if they were going to beat somebody, let that happen. Miami Dolphins are on a roll. 6 in a row, Captain.
Yeah.
This team, you know, 20-9 they won, so... you know, they're doing their best to make a run for it, to make that final playoff position. And that, you know, New England and Buffalo will play tonight. And, we'll see if I get the real Buffalo team that puts it on them, or they're going to, you know, not play again and get beat. And the team's so Jekyll and Hyde, it's unbelievable. And they have such a great team, great coach, and a lot of people up in your old neck of the woods there in New York that are pulling for them. And I am also. Go Buffalo. Philadelphia beat the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Howard Cosell would say 33-18. And they did it with Gardner Minshew, quarterback. Jalen Hurts didn't play. People will remember him. He played for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What was the guy's name? Gardner what? Minshew?
Yeah, Gardner.
Who the heck is he?
Oh, he played for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was a good quarterback. And,
okay.
You know, and then Philly said, we want you, because the Jacksonville Jaguars took Trevor Lawrence, and they got pummeled yesterday by the L.A. Rams, 37-7, the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington football team.
Yeah, 4 in a row.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Raiders, 17-15. Taylor Heineke. We call him Heineken joking around, but that guy can play. And,
mm-hmm.
He's a gamer. So we're going to see how far that team goes. And the Indianapolis took care of business and won 31-0 over the Houston Texans.
Oh, wait a minute.
And the most
Wait a minute. We got to do this. Christine in Sarasota?
Yes.
You ready?
Go for it.
Let's just say Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, huh? There we go. We're going to talk about that in 1 minute. They go to number one. And then Cincinnati drops all the way to 4. I like how they're going to have the Tide play Cincinnati and then Michigan play Georgia. They're trying to get that rematch, the Georgia-Alabama. They're not fooling anybody
mm-hmm.
because we all know that the rankings shouldn't have been that way. It's just funny how they put this together. We're going to find out if Georgia laid down because they knew they were going to make it anyway. See, that was a problem with this setup here. And we'll see what happens there. Talking about back to pro football, Pittsburgh Steelers 20-19 over the Baltimore Ravens. It mm-hmm. went down. The Ravens went for a 2-point conversion to win it, Captain. And I respect the call. I really do.
But
you're on the road. Mm-hmm. Oh well,
They didn't get it.
And lost 20-19. Mm-hmm. And the Seattle Seahawks decided to play yesterday and won 30-23. And then the Sunday night special, the Kansas City Chiefs took care of business 22-9 over the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Very, you know, just a lackluster type of game, but Kansas City found a way to win. We're going to see if Kansas City's going to make a run back to the Super Bowl. And we're also going to see if Tampa Bay's going to make a run back to the Super Bowl. They're both starting to play like they're capable of it, and we're going to soon find out. Who do you think's going to win the college championship, Captain? Roll Tide?
I would.
Or is it going to wake up?
I really would like to see Alabama do it again. I'd like to see the Cinderella team, Cincinnati, get a chance because I heard their coach. I heard their coach mention for at least two NFL coaching spots yesterday.
Oh yeah. I want to see Cincy too. Either Cincy or Georgia. I mean, Alabama's won it. You know, congratulations to them. I know there's a lot of Alabama people that listen to your show and also my show, Sports Zone, on Sunday. But, you know, you and I both, we're more like the underdogs, like somebody else to get in there. Jim Harbaugh's done a nice job at Michigan, too. They could upset Georgia. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't surprise me. It's going to be tough for Cincinnati to beat Alabama. See, I want to be objective and fair about it.
Oh, I know. I know. Mm-hmm. That would definitely be the upset of upsets.
Absolutely. Captain, just one quick thing. I'll be at Red Lobster tomorrow on Bush Boulevard here in Tampa. It's the last day for Medicare season tomorrow, December 7th. If anybody needs any help and have any questions, please call me, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, and I can help you out through the Medicare maze for the next couple of days. And you might be entitled to an extension. So please call me, and I can tell you if you need to make a decision in the next 48 hours or if you have some more time before the end of the year. Captain, thank you so much. God bless, and I will talk to you Friday morning, sir.
All right. Thanks very much, Patrick. And that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone. And they've got a Facebook page. Go over to the Sports Zone Facebook page. Check them all out. Now, this final segment brought to you by Dominic Splines and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, so you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, that phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345. Okay, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something about football. I'll take Tim Tebow and the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer, and I'll win the Super Bowl with a one-year contract. I won six games in a row when he was in Denver. Okay, you would have beat Kansas City with Tebow at quarterback yesterday because he would have ran over those idiot linebackers. That's how stupid you are. Okay, so you can go and sit. If you haven't won the Super Bowl in 20 years, your team sucks, your coaches suck, and your owner sucks. Okay, that's the bottom line. Let's get down to business here. Have you ever heard Fauci, Captain? Have you ever heard Fauci say, we shouldn't let these illegals in? They have sickness and disease. You haven't heard him say that once. Let go, but you've got to get a vaccine. You've got to get your kids vaccinated. What a piece of crap. That's how you know CNN, the Communist News Network, and Don Lemon and all the rest of them are a bunch of frauds. Because you're bringing in all these people that got sickness and disease, but you got to tell the American people what. See, this is the Democrats hate you. You understand that? It's capiche in Italian. You understand the Democrats hate? They want you to pay for everything. They want to live like kings and make you suffer. That's the Democrat Party. Wake up. I'm glad blacks are waking up. I grew up with blacks, and they say Biden sucks. Forget about Brandon. Let's go. When Biden sucks, just put that on your shirt. Let's get to work and save the country. Stand up for your cops. Don't give this clown one freaking dollar because we don't have it to borrow from China, you bunch of idiots.
Thanks, peace, Todd.
Captain. Peace.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa. Perfect timing because I ran him right up to the end of the show, and here we go. Now, I want to remind everybody that today, it's going to be a beautiful day down here. It's going to be like 80 degrees. And again, tomorrow, the same thing. And I did see some folks here with their Buffalo jerseys on late yesterday afternoon and last night walking around in the parking lot next door to us. So they're obviously down here for a little R&R before the game starts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.